From the Sky News Centre at 7, the United Nations Security Council's called an urgent meeting over an incident in Gaza that's reportedly left at least 112 people dead. The health ministry there says Israeli soldiers fired at people trying to get aid off trucks. But Israel's chief military spokesperson, Daniel Hagari, insists his soldiers didn't shoot at civilians.
Some began violently pushing and even trampling other Gazans to death, looting the humanitarian supplies. The unfortunate incident resulted in dozens of Gazans killed and injured.
A report concludes a police officer who murdered Sarah Everard 3 years ago should never have got his job. Ruth McKee reports on the findings from the woman who headed up the independent inquiry.
Opportunities to disrupt Cousins' offending and bring his policing career to a halt were missed.
Lady Eilish Angeloni says botched investigations and bungled background checks left Wayne Cousins free. Vetting procedures weren't good enough, debt reports overlooked, and indecent exposure claims, like one when he worked in Kent in 2015, ended with no action taken. The current head of that force explains why.
It was investigated to an officer without specialist training.
It meant future vetting checks turned up nothing. The Home Secretary says new rules aim to stop this.
There will also be an automatic suspension of police officers charged with certain criminal offences.
Sarah's family say she'd never have been killed if Cousins hadn't been able to use his job to gain her trust that night.
The Russian president's warned of a risk of nuclear war if NATO countries send troops into Ukraine. Vladimir Putin said it during his annual State of the Nation. Some big companies have announced job losses. Game developers EA is getting rid of 670 posts. The Body Shop is axing 500 positions, and Sainsbury's is reducing its workforce by 1,500. And it looks like Katie Price will lose nearly half her income from OnlyFans. A High Court judge ruled she hadn't paid what was agreed after being declared bankrupt.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billy Wickie's Phoenix 98FM. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the last hour. Another excellent 98.out show. My name's John Chubb. I'm here for the next hour, welcoming you to the non-league hour.
Undefined, that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind.
Joe getting us underway musically on this Thursday night. That was River of Dreams. So first off, we're going to look back at the non-league action locally in men's game from the last week. In the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge hosted FC Halifax Town at Victoria Road on Saturday, and it was disappointment for the Daggers, who slipped to a 1-0 defeat as Oluwarobi scored for Halifax in the 56th minute, and that turned out to be the only goal of the game. Daggers currently in 15th, but only 3 points above the relegation zone. Southend United, on the other hand, have had a much needed turnaround in form in their last few matches. Saturday saw them beat Aldershot Town 4-1 at Roots Hall. Josh Stokes gave the visitors the lead after 18 minutes, but four first half goals after trailing 1-0 at the interval completely turned the situation around for Kevin Mayer's men. First, Harry Cardwell scored 6 minutes into the second half. Ollie Kensdale got a second 4 minutes later, and then injury time goals from Jack Wood and Marcus Dakers saw Southend gain a 4-1 victory. And the Shrimpers were back in action at the Hall on Tuesday night, and they hosted Altrincham, who took an early lead through Chris Conn-Clark, who scored in only the 4th minute. Cardwell struck once again in the 39th minute, and in first half injury time, Wes von Gook scored a second, and that turned out to be the outcome. Southend United 2, Altrincham 1. So, from looking over their shoulders nervously, Southend are now up to 13th place in the table. By no means completely safe, of course, but in a much better position than they were after 3 wins on the bounce. One piece of news from the club this week is that the club and defender Luis Lomas have agreed the mutual termination of his contract. He signed for Southend in June 2022, and he went on to play 22 times for Blues in his debut season there. After a promising first year at Roots Hall, Lomas's hopes of kicking on this season were hampered due to injury, so he has now left the club. Looking at the promotion situation, Chesterfield are still miles in front, although they were held to a draw by Rochdale on Saturday. They won away to third place Barnet on Tuesday night, and they are now 23 points clear of second placed Bromley. Barnet, Solihull Mills, Gateshead, Oldham and Aldershot Town are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. At the other end, Oxford City, they are looking increasingly doomed, it has to be said. They are 11 points from safety. Dorking Wanderers, Woking and Kidderminster Harriers are the other clubs in relegation zone, although Kidderminster have seen an improvement in their form since Phil Brown took over there, and they are currently only in the relegation zone on goal difference.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98. FM.
And we move on to National League South, where Chelmsford City had a very impressive result on Saturday, one which took them up to second place in the table. They hosted runaway leaders Yeovil Town and beat the Glovers by a goal to nil in front of just over 1,500 fans at Melbourne Park. Although Yeovil remained 11 points clear at the top, they suffered defeat on this occasion. And Charlie Ruff, who really can't stop scoring for the Clavers at the moment, he netted the only goal of the match 17 minutes from time. There was also a very impressive win for Braintree Town, another side in the playoff spots. They headed to Worthing, who was second at the start of play, and Braintree won 1-0. Aaron Blair scored the only goal of the match just before the half-hour mark on the South Coast. And Aveley, meanwhile, made a long trip to Crisis Club Torquay United, who, according to reports, are about to go into administration. But they put on a battling performance on the pitch for their club, because they held Aveley to a 2-2 draw. They were 2-0 up at the break. They were 2-1 up at the break, sorry. Because having gone into a 2-0 lead, Sidhu Odelusi scored in first half injury time for Aveley. Edwino Vaz scored a second and an equaliser 6 minutes into the second half for the Millers, and it finished 2-2. So Yeovil still top, as I say. Chelmsford now in second above Worthing. Braintree Town on a great run of form at the moment are in fourth. Bath St Albans and Hampstead at Richmond are the other sides in the playoffs. Aveley still knocking on the door, though. They are in eighth place, just 1 point behind the three sides above them. At the other end of the table, Dover Athletic still bottom, with Havant, Waterlooville and Eastbourne Borough just above him. And Welling United, though, they are out of the drop zone, managed by Rod Stringer, former Chelmsford City and Brentwood Town, and Aveley Boss, of course. And they had a very good win. They drew the weekend. They had a very good win the week before. They also beat Truro on Tuesday night, so that's got them out of the drop zone. At the expense of Taunton Town, who have dropped into the bottom four. One piece of news from Chelmsford City, by the way. The Ipswich Town loanees Henry Gray and Finley Barbrook have extended their loans at the club until the end of the season. Tuesday night saw the Clavets travel to Farnborough, and Charlie Ruff scored an equaliser just before half time. Yet another goal from Ruck. He's been so impressive since he returned to the club. Braintree Town travelled down to the West Country on Tuesday night to face Bath City, and they came away with a 2-1 victory. The scorers were Aaron Blair midway through the second half after Bath had taken a 16th minute lead, and the Iron won a penalty 6 minutes from time, converted by Shaquille Coulthurst to gain all 3 points. Also winning 3 points on Tuesday night were Aveley, who made the short trip across to Dartford, who took the lead on 54 minutes. But Nanaki Eye equalised 10 minutes from time. And 3 minutes later, Aveley won a penalty, converted by Sidhu Odelusi. So a 2-1 victory for the Millers.
I'm John Chubb, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And on Phoenix Sport last Saturday, our featured match was Billericay Town's visit to Chatham Town in the ESPN Premier League. It was second versus third, and turned out to be quite a match for Andy Gardner, who was down in Kent watching this one for us.
It's been a nightmare first visit to the Beauville Stadium for Billerica Town. They have been blown away here by the team in second place. It's finished Chatham Town 6, Billerica Town 3. An incredible match. 9 goals, and it could have been twice as many. Billerica actually started really well and went in front through Adam Leathers after just 5 minutes, when Frankie Merrifield did some magic down the left, cut back, Leathers slotting into the corner. And the equaliser came after 12 minutes, and it was the home side captain, Jack Evans, making his 150th appearance for the club with a 30-yard free kick. Unstoppable, hitting the top corner. That was 1-1. And then Billericay were awarded a penalty a couple of minutes later when Frankie Merrifield was brought down, but joy was short-lived when the linesman's flag had gone up. And then Billericay were blitzed, conceding 3 goals in 10 minutes to let the game go away from them. And to rub salt in the wounds, it was an ex-Billericay man, Kareem Isiaka, that did the damage. He got his first goal after 25 minutes. Really poor defending from Billericay. He had 2 attempts at it, and he calmly slotted in to make it 2-1. 2 minutes later, he got his second to make it 3-1. Really well-worked goal. He skipped a couple of challenges. Really sumptuous finish into the corner. So that was 3-1 after 27, and that became 4-1 after 35. A corner poorly defended again by Billericay. And another ex-Billericay man, Rowan Lyberg, was there at the back post to head into the other corner. So that was 4-1. And then it was 5, but then the flag went up to halt the home celebrations. And Billericay had a glimmer of hope after 43 minutes when Frankie Merrifield headed home from a Bradley Stevenson free kick. That was 4-2 at half-time, a breathless half of football. And Gary McCann's half-time team talk went straight out the window because Billericay conceded a 5th after 48 minutes. And it was that man, Isiaka, again, completed his hat-trick. Again, poor marking from a free kick. And his header went into the corner for 5-2. And then it became 6 after 64 minutes. Jamie Yiller, who looks a really good player down the left for Chatham, he was brought down by George Wind, and Yiller himself stepped up to calmly send Wilkes the wrong way. So that was 6-2. Game was then petering out. Billericay, though, didn't give up, and they did pull a goal back 2 minutes from time. And it was a new signing, Sydney Ibby, who joined this week from Dagenham and Redbridge on loan. 6'6" attacker, but it wasn't with his head. It was a great shot from outside the box. So that gave the scoreline a slightly better look. But Billericay have conceded 6 for the first time since Hampton Richmond at New Lodge. And the manager that day was Gary McCann. But I can tell you he's not going to be leaving here as happy as he was on that day. Great crowd of 2,084 saw this one. Billericay might be back here again in the playoffs, you never know. And Chatham are going to be hard to stop if that is the case. It's finished. An incredible afternoon. Chatham Town 6, Billericay Town 3.
So an extraordinary game down in Kent on Saturday, but unfortunately for Billericay Town, it was another defeat for them, and conceding 6 goals in the process, leaving their manager Gary McCann with quite a lot of work to do. However, despite that defeat, they remain in third place, although they are 10 points behind second-placed Chatham Town. Elsewhere in the ESPN Premier League on Saturday, meanwhile, Hastings United were due to take on league leaders Hornchurch, but due to waterlogged pitch, that one was postponed. So no game for the Urchins on Saturday, but they remain 9 points clear at the top of the table, and they've got 2 games in hand on Chatham Town as well. Elsewhere, meanwhile, Hashtag United hosted Whitehawk at the Len Salmon Stadium. and it finished one apiece. Luke May Parrott put the Tags ahead in the 12th minute before White Hawk equalised on 66. By the way, it's been announced this week that hashtag United men's side are going to be leaving their current home at Bowers and Pitsy at the end of this season, and as of next season they have arranged ground share with Aveley at Parkside, where the women's side already play, incidentally. Elsewhere, Canvey Island hosted Carl Shorten Athletic at Park Lane and it finished goalless. And Concord Rangers didn't play. Their match was postponed. Their trip to Folkestone in Victor again, that was because of a waterlogged pitch. But the Urchins were, the Beach Boys were in action on Tuesday night against the Urchins. Leaders Hornchurch travelled down to the Aspect Arena and they came away with a comprehensive 3-0 victory. Femi Akinwande helped himself to a hat-trick, scoring it only in the second minute. He made it 2-0 on 18, and when Hornchurch won a penalty 16 minutes from time, he was the man to take it, and he completed his hat-trick. Hornchurch have now won 6 in a row, undefeated since Darryl McMahon took over as their manager, and they've only lost one all season. So looking at the rest of the league table, as well as Chatham and Billericay, Wingate and Finchley and Enfield Town are the other sides still in the playoff spots. Hashtag a 12th after that draw on Saturday. Canvey Island 15th, Concord still in the relegation zone, but they're not cut adrift by any means, and given the amount of games in hand they still have, they could, if they can get some decent results together, still get out of trouble. Kingstonian, Haringey and Cheshunt are the other sides currently in the bottom four. So a few bits of transfer news. As Andy mentioned in his report, Sidi Ibe has joined Benricki on loan from Dagenham and Redbridge, and he scored on his debut at Chatham. Meanwhile, Canvey have signed a new centre-half. Jimmy Wallace has arrived from fellow Isthmian Premier League club Cheshunt. He's a former Southend United youngster and he's no stranger to Essex non-league circles. While he was at Southend, he had a loan spell at Witham Town and he's also played for Harlow Town and Concord Rangers. Concord, meanwhile, have signed striker Errol Deza, who hails from Albania originally, and he's played in the National League South for both Welling United and Hemel-Hempstead Town this season, but he has now arrived at the Aspect Arena. He made his debut as a sub in that defeat against Hornchurch on Wednesday. Going to take a little musical break now, and when we come back, we're going to talk Step 4.
That little thing you call a heart before we start.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder, said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without, and every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving. hearts are missing, heads are blazing. Nights become the start of days, and I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into you. I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself.
It's the cover song from Lewis Capaldi, and that one is called Strangers. So moving on to the Isthmian North, and the fixture list last Saturday was impacted by the wet weather conditions that were experienced late last week, and given the amount of rain that there's been today, anyway, in our area, I think that could be an issue this Saturday as well, but we shall wait and see. The match is between Basildon United and Bury Town, Brentwood Town versus Bowes and Pitsy, and Walden Tiptree's trip to Stowmarket Town, and Walthamstow, their match against Heybridge Swift. They were all postponed because of waterlogged pitches. But of the games which did go ahead, Brightling Sea Region hosted Wroxham, and it was a 3-2 defeat for Regent. Forbes gave Brightling Sea the lead in only the third minute. Forbes, the Wroxham defender, who put the ball into his own nets, and Wroxham equalised from the penalty spot on 29, and went 2-1 up also with a penalty on 49. Marlon Agakwa equalised for Brightling Sea 3 minutes later, but Wroxham scored a winner 7 minutes from time and ended up winning by 3-2. There was also a defeat for Grays Athletic, who travelled to second-placed Felixstowe and Walton United, who won by the odd goal in 5. The winner came deep into second-half injury time. Charlie Stimson and Cody Cosgrave were the scorers for Grays either side of half-time. Defeat 2 for Redbridge, who had the difficult task of travelling to league leaders Lowestoft Town on Saturday, and it was a comfortable win in the end for Lowestoft, who won by 5-1. AU Odikoya scored a consolation for the Boatermen 9 minutes from time. But it was a win for Witham Town, who hosted Goulston at Spa Road, and Witham won by 3-2. Luke Ige equalised in the 22nd after Goulston had gone ahead after 11 minutes. Freddie King scored on 26. Goulston equalised just after the hour. And the 5th minute of second half injury time, King scored his 2nd and Whittam's 3rd to gain his side all 3 points. There was a couple of matches on Tuesday night. Walthamstow hosted Basildon United, and Stow won by 4-2, despite Samir Ali giving the visitors, the Bees, a fifth-minute lead. Brian Moses equalised on 18. Bilou Sayoud made it 2-1 on 21 before Ali equalised once again for Basildon. Brian Moses got his second on 68, and Stow won a penalty 10 minutes from time, converted by Ollie Sotiyimbo. So they ended up winning by 4-2. Incidentally, Lowestoft, the leaders, suffered a bit of a shock defeat on Tuesday night. They went down 2-1 away at Ipswich Wanderers, but they remain 3 points clear of Felixstowe at the top of the table. Bury Town in third, and Bowes and Pitsy and Bramble Town, neither of whom had games this week, as I say, remain in the playoff spots. Basildon United are sixth, Walden and Tiptree are seventh, Walthamstow eighth, Haberswift ninth, Brightley Sea Region in tenth, Whittam 11th, Redbridge are 15th, and Grays Athletic are currently in 17th place. A few bits of transfer news as well from the Isthmian North. Luca Albon is a new face at Steve Tilson's Heybridge Swifts. Former Bowes and Pitsy and Canvey Island midfielder has now moved to Scraley Road. Whittam have got a couple of new faces. Goalkeeper Harry Fairs, who's also played for Great Breakaway Rovers and White Ensign, and striker Chris Oatey have joined Whittam. And Walden Tiptree have signed a much-travelled Harry Honesty, who began the season at Brightling Sea Regents. He has also played for Whittam Town, Holbridge Sports, East Thurrock United, Harlow Town and Tilbury. And also Hashtag United, I nearly forgot that one. So a very experienced player the Jammers have signed there. And meanwhile, Brightley Sea Regents have signed Teddy Collis from Essex Senior League club FC Clacton, who can operate as either a midfielder or a striker. Staying with Step 4 and Waltham Abbey were in action on Saturday. They hosted AFC Dunstable at Capershots, and it was an end to their good run of form, and they missed the chance to go top as they were comprehensively beaten 6-2 by the Bedfordshire side. Abbey remain in the playoff spots, though. They're in third place behind Biggleswade Town and Bedford Town. Initially, they went second, but Biggleswade had a big win, so Abbey have now dropped a place to third.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
On to non-league step 5, and the games in the Essex Senior League on Saturday saw a 5-0 win for Barking at home to struggling Ilford. Home win 2 for FC Clacton, who beat Buckhurst Hill 3-1. Housley Town scored 5 without reply against West Essex. There was a win for Inform Romford away to Sporting Bengal United, and it finished White Ensign 0, Stanway Rovers 4. The match between Saffron and Town and Great Wakering Rovers was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. And there were some big week games too. Saffron Walden won 3-2 away to bottom club Coggeshall Town, who continue to struggle. FC Clacton beat Housted Town 1-0. Tilbury leaders won 1-0 at Great Wakering. Finished Holbury Sports 1, Little Oakley 1. Takeley 0, Romford 2, and Stanway Rovers 1, Whittam Town 2. Although that was a League Cup match. There was another cup match on Wednesday. Sporting Bengal United played Athletic Newham, and Athletic won that one 3-2. A couple of league games last night as well. White Ensign 0, West Essex 3, and Woodford Town 2, Buckhurst Hill 0 were the results. So looking at the Essex Senior, Tilbury remain top of the league. They are 11 points clear of second placed Woodford Town. Meanwhile, in the what's it called, the Spartan South Midlands Football League Premier Division, such a mouthful that, Stansted lost on Saturday. They were away to Ardsley Town, who beat them 1-0, but Stansted were at home on Tuesday night against Colney Heath, and they managed to pick up 3 points in a 2-1 victory. Stansted remain in 15th place in the table. Moving on to the Thurlow Nun. Meanwhile, in the First Division South, Harlow Town remain top of the table, 6 points clear of Benfleet, who are in second place, although Harlow have played a lot more games. But Harlow were held to a 3-3 draw at Enfield Borough on Saturday. Hutton beat Southend Manor 1-0. And the other results were Basildon Town 3, North West London 1, Cannonswood 1, Hoddesdon Town 2, Clapton 3, Clapton Community 2. Clapton Community have dropped to 4th place, just behind Hutton in 3rd. Dunmo Town 1, Parkview 3, and St Margaretsbury 3, Hackney Wick 5 were the other results on Saturday. There was one match on Monday night, Barkingside 2, Maybaker 4. And Hutton travelled to Hoddesdon Town on Tuesday night, where they drew 0-0. And in 3 games last night, Basildon Town beat St Margaretsbury 2-1. Benfleet scored 5 against Clapton without reply. And Hackney Wick picked up a 2-0 win away to Parkview. Moving on to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North. And just focusing on the Essex sides in that league. Hamish and Parkstone had a tricky trip on Saturday to second place Great Yarmouth Town, and they lost 2-0. Holland beat Leyston under 23s 4-1. Stanway Pegasus picked up a 3-2 win at home to Norwich CBS. And there was a win from Wivenhoe Town as well away at Swaffham Town. Wivenhoe were back in action on Tuesday night. They hosted Cornard United and well, finished 2-2. So Framlingham Town remain top of the table, 2 points clear of Great Yarmouth Town. Holland are third, Stanway Pegasus fourth, Hamish and Parkstone are fifth, and Wivenhoe Town are currently in 11th place. And finally, in our men's roundup, it's now confirmed that Colchester United will face Redbridge in the Essex Senior Cup final at the Community Stadium on Tuesday, the 19th of March, because the second semi-final took place on Tuesday night, and it was an Isthmian North affair, which saw Redbridge beat Maldon Tiptree. So that's the final places now confirmed: Colchester United versus Redbridge.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies, who guess what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony.
is. Who cares what picture you see?
When you're ugly with your baby, let's go in a balcony.
There we go, legendary Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies. 22:08 on Thursday evening. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is the non-league hour. Still a lot to cram in, so I'm going to crack on. It's time for our women's roundup now, where we look at the women's sides at our local many of our local non-league clubs. And first off, I'm going to have a look at the Eastern Region Premier Division. Bowes and Pitsey Ladies coming in ninth place didn't have a match this week. Barking Women, who are fifth, didn't have a league game either, but they were in action away to Wadson Park Ladies in the League Plate quarter-final, and they went through to the semi-finals of that competition with a 2-1 victory. So well done to them. Both of those sides have matches this Sunday. Barking Women are at home to Needham Market, and Bowes and Pitsey Ladies, they have an away fixture against Kingsland Town Ladies, bottom of the table, and sadly for them, they are still yet to register a win this season. And moving on to the Eastern Region Women's League Division 1 South. Billericay Town Women Development Side were away to Frontiers Ladies on Sunday, and they picked up a 3-1 victory. It was a win for second place Southend United Ladies. They faced Lawford Ladies at Garran Park and beat them by 2-0. And just looking at the fixtures for this weekend, Southend Ladies are in action at home again, this time against Hutton Women. Stanley Pegasus Ladies host Hertford Town Women. And Lawford Ladies, they are away to Wormley Rovers Ladies. Billericay Town Women's side are in the League Plate, another League Plate quarterfinal this Sunday, and they host Stevenage FC Women. Just moving on to the London and South East Regional League Division 1 North. There were no games for Hackney or... No, there was a game there was meant to be a game for Hackney on Sunday. They were due to be at home to Whiteleaf, but it was postponed. Clapton Community, they were away at Dedham United, and they picked up a 3-0 win. Clapton currently in third place in that league. Hackney are currently in eighth place. Clapton Community Women don't have a game this weekend, but Hackney are in action. They are away to Brentford in the London and South East Regional Women's League Trophy semi-final. So best of luck to Hackney in that one. Finally, I'm just going to take a look at the Essex County Women's League Premier Division, and there was a cup win on Sunday for league leaders Chelmsford City Women, who faced Hutton Reserves Women in a League Cup second round fixture, and Chelmsford City won by 3-0. And there was another cup game involving Romford Ladies and Colchester United Women's. Colchester Women scored 5 without reply. That was also at the League Cup second round. Meanwhile, in the league, thumping victory for Stanway Rovers Ladies. They scored 10 without reply at home to Corinthians Women. And Lee Ramblers Ladies, they won 8-4 away to Tigers Ladies. So looking at the fixtures this weekend in the Premier Division. Bows and Pitsy Reserves host Hutton Reserves. Frontiers Ladies play Corinthians. Stanbury Rovers host Lee Ramblers Ladies. And leaders Chelmsford City Women travel to Toby Ladies. That's our women's roundup for this week.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., on Phoenix 98 FM.
Basement Jacks and Plug It In. Just to let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM after I finish this evening, between 8 and 10, it's Gareth Williams with Bumper to Bumper, his regular trawl through Indian alternative sounds from the 1960s onwards. And 10 p.m. until midnight, it's our Country and Americana show, The Night Shift, presented by Madeleine Christie.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the final segment of the show, where we run through the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week. First off, in the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge have another home fixture this Saturday against Altrincham. Southend United make a lengthy trip to Oldham Athletic, but they're in action at Roots Hall on Tuesday night, when Wealdstone will be the visitors. in the National League South. Meanwhile, there's an Essex Derby on Saturday at Melbourne Park. Second place Chelmsford City take on 8th placed Aveley. Braintree Town travel to Welling United, managed, of course, by their former manager, Rod Stringer. And a couple of games on Monday night. Aveley take on league leaders Yeovil Town at Parkside. Meanwhile, at Melbourne, it's Chelmsford City versus Worthing, second versus third. So that should be a really good match. Moving swiftly on to the Isthmian Premier League. Billericay Town versus Hashtag United at New Lodge on Saturday. I should think we'll be covering that one on Phoenix Sport with any luck. Concord Rangers continue their battle to get out of trouble as they host Bognor Regis Town at the Aspect Arena. Leaders Hornchurch are at home to Cray Wanderers. Canvey Island, they travel to Lewis. And on Tuesday nights, there's a couple of games as well, both on Canvey. Canvey Island are at home to Lewis. And also Concord Rangers in action at the Aspect Arena. They take on Cheshunt, who are just above the drop zone at the moment. Incidentally, Hashtag are in action on Monday at Lenshammer Stadium. They have a Velocity Trophy, that's the Isthmian League Cup quarterfinal against Badshot Lee, who play in Isthmian South Central. On to step four then, and in the Isthmian North, these are the scheduled fixtures involving our local sides on Saturday. Walthamstow are at Goulston. Grays Athletic host Brightlingsea Region. Heybridge Swifts are at home to the leaders of Lowestoft Town. Brentwood Town have a trip to North London to take on New Salamis. Redbridge host Basildon United. Wissam Town travel to the bottom club, Stowmarket Town, still without a win. And Alden and Tiptree, they are at Wroxham. Tuesday night sees Brentwood Town take on Stowmarket here at the Brentwood Centre. Basildon United versus Bury Town. Redbridge host Ipswich Wanderers. Walthamstow at home to Goulston. And Heybridge Swifts have a trip to Wroxham. And there's one game on Wednesday night. Witham Town have an away fixture at Enfield. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 South, Waltham Abbey have an away fixture on Saturday, travel to Aylesbury United. And just to take a look at the Essex Senior League, if you fancy some Friday night football tomorrow night, head down to Ashton Playing Fields, where Woodford Town are hosting Frenford. Saturday sees Barking host Romford, Colchester versus Little Oakley, Stanmore Rovers versus West Essex, and Takeley versus Great Wakering Rovers. There is one League Cup game as well, Saffron Walden Town versus FC Clacton. Barking have a cup tie on Tuesday night, incidentally, at the London Senior Cup. They're away to a Charlton Athletic under-23 side. That game taking place at Dartford FC's Prince's Park ground. Tuesday sees Cogshill take on Harbridge Sports and Saffron Walden Town take on West Essex. There's a cup tie between Great Wakering and Woodford Town. And Wednesday night, Spawning Bengal United host the league leaders Tilbury. So finally, on to the final step five, that is, on to the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. Stansted have a couple of games this week. They're away at Crawley Green on Saturday, and on Tuesday night they host Shefford Town and Campton. I think that was postponed on a Saturday recently. It's been rearranged for this Tuesday night. And in the Solo 9 Division 1 South, a couple of Friday night games, Barkingside against Wormley, Mayne Baker against Dumbo Town. Saturday sees Basildon Town host Enfield Borough, Benfleet versus Harlow Town, two of the higher flyers there. Burton Ramblers away at Broomsdown, Hutton travel to Cannonswood, Clapton host South End Manor, Hackney Wick take on North West London, Newbury Forest at Hoddesdon, and Town Hamlets face St Margaret's Bury. And on Tuesday night, Benfleet are away to St Margaret's Bury. Wednesday night, sees Basildon Town host Cannonswood. Newby Forest at Broomsbound. Hackney Wick face Clapton. Mayne Baker, they are at home to Wormley Rovers. And finally, Parkview have a fixture against North West London. And that is pretty much that. Just to remind you, Gareth is going to be along very soon with Bumper to Bumper. That's well worth a listen for the next 2 hours. If you like your indie, an alternative, as always, a good diverse selection of that from the 1960s onwards. As for me, I should be back on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoon for another edition of Phoenix Sport. 3 hours of live sports updates, reports, and some fine music in between when I get out of breath. So hope you can join me for that. If not, all being well, I should be back in this chair next Thursday night, 7 to 8 p.m., for another edition of the Non-League Hour. Thank you very much for your company this evening. Take care and a very good night to you.
Hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.